Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a couple of people that were well known in our community. Richard Morton was the manager of Delta Gas for many years, involved in baseball and Lone Oak. We'll also talk about Ruth Morton and her involvement in the community and the church. We'll talk to their children, Tony Morton and Connie Morton Harvey, right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue our journey and finding out about people, places, and things in our county. Well, today we're going to talk about a couple of people who were pretty well known in our community. His name was Richard Morton, hers Ruth Morton, and we're going to find out a little more about them and their lives. With us today are their children, Tony and Connie Harvey. Glad to have you guys this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to start out, I guess. Let's start talking with Dick. That's how I knew him. I guess most people called him that, not Richard. But tell us a little bit about him and his family and how he even got to be in Jessamine County.
Well, he grew up in Powell County in Stanton, Kentucky, and was the youngest of 12.
12 kids.
12 kids. He was the youngest.
And he wasn't spoiled at all then.
He was spoiled by his... niece, mostly.
Yeah.
She was a couple years older than him.
Oh, yeah, I guess so,
yeah.
Because, you know, his oldest sibling was probably grown and out of the house time he was born.
Two or three of them were married already by the time he was born.
What did his parents do?
Farmers. Pretty much all of them are farmers.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did he make it down here, though?
His brother-in-law was John D. Harrison, had a power line construction in Stanton, and did a lot of work. And he was doing work for Delta Gas.
Okay.
They were putting the pipeline in to Berea.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in Berea till I was six. And we moved to Berea with Delta Gas. We lived there for a year. And then they extended the Delta Gas to Nicholasville.
Okay.
Nicholasville had no natural gas at the time.
When would that have been, Tony?
56 is when we moved here.
So that's when natural gas came to our county.
Yes.
Okay. And he just made a transfer over, I guess.
Yes.
Now, how long was he with them?
30 years.
Right. He was in here in Nicholasville for all of those? Well, pretty much all of those, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's how he got to our county. Now, you said we moved, so I'm assuming that marriage took place prior to moving to Nicholasville. So, and you said you were in Berea till you were six, so where were you born?
Actually, we moved from Stanton to Berea when I was six.
Okay.
And we was there for a year, and then the last day of school, we left Berea and came to Nicholasville.
Okay. All right, so that's your dad. Let's stop right there a minute and switch over now to your mom. Tell us about her family. What was her maiden name?
Darnell.
Okay, tell us about the Darnells. Tell us a little bit about her parents, where they came from, and how she eventually made it to our county.
She grew up in Taylorsville, Kentucky, and graduated from high school there. And they met when Daddy was in the service in World War II. Her uncle was married to Daddy's niece.
So Ruth's uncle married Dick's niece.
And his niece was 2 years older than him.
Now, this is the one that spoiled him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're already married.
And
so I guess through the family get-together somewhere down the line, they met. Your mom and dad met. Is that safe as
Yeah, I'm, pretty much.
Yeah.
In the 40s. They knew each other when he was... before he left for World War II,
mm-hmm.
and then when they got back, or when he got back from the service, they got married in 1946.
Okay. Speaking of the service, where did he serve?
He was in the Army Air Corps.
All right. Now, at some point in time, after 46, they decided to start having a family. And this would have been in Powell County, is that correct?
No. When they got married,
who's the oldest?
They lived in Louisville. Dale.
Dale's the oldest. So they lived in Louisville. All right. And that's where Dale came along, is
that
right?
That's where he was born.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Dale.
Dale was born in 1947.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they moved to Stanton for when Daddy went to work for his uncle in Powell County.
Okay.
The construction company.
Then were you the next?
I was next. I was born in Mount Sterling.
Okay.
Lived in Stanton until I was six.
Okay.
And that summer, we moved to Berea.
That's when you
Berea.
Came to Berea. All right. I've got it all straight now. Get back to Dale for a minute. Tell us a little bit about his life, his career, family, that kind of thing.
Dale graduated and went in the Navy and served 4 years. When he got out, along with a friend of his, they decided to drive semi-trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And so he drove for 40 years, I guess, had two kids, and lived in Nicholsville until he ended up moving to Georgetown later on.
Still living, Dale?
No.
Lost Dale.
Dale passed away in 2011.
Just you three then. Is that
yes.
right? Okay. All right. So we've got Dale, and then you came along. Now, as you said, you were Mount Sterling, ended up Berea, ended up Nicholasville. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing the past few years and your family.
I graduated in Jessamine County when there was only one high school.
Right.
And got drafted in the Army. My brother tried to get me to join the reserves, and they wouldn't have me. You couldn't get in. There was too many people trying to do that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited and got drafted and went to Army, went to Vietnam, came back. And I had went to work for GTE Automatic Electric in 68. And when I came back, went back to work for them and worked for them for 37 years.
Wow.
Retired and now live in Garrett County, drive a school bus.
Enjoy that?
Oh, I love it. Love it.
I'm glad you do. I don't. That's one of them jobs I don't know that I could have the patience to do. Wife and kids?
Have three kids.
Yeah.
Been married 43 years.
Ooh, and your kids. Just mention them. Because I know kids listen to this and they like to hear their names. And tell us about them.
Oldest,
and do you have grandkids?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll get to them. How about your kids?
I have three kids. Craig is the oldest. He was born in 76. Anne Marie was born in 78, and then Todd was born in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And we have four grandkids, Tyler and Sarah, Emily, mm-hmm. and Levi. And they all live in Lancaster.
Oh, you got
the grandkids live in Lancaster.
So the grandkids do. Now, where's your kids? Evidently, you have some.
Well, Craig and Emery both live in Lancaster, and then Todd lives up in Indianapolis.
Yeah. So, somewhat, the family is pretty close, most of them anyway.
Mostly.
Now, you said what year you were born?
49.
49. Sometime after that, I guess they decided, well, we don't have a girl yet. We better try. And along came this one. Is that right?
They needed a piano player.
That's what it is. So, flip that mic away. You're not going to get away without talking, Connie. Connie came along. Tell us a little bit about how you were the youngest, and of course we know she was spoiled, right? And tell us about who you married and your kids and what you've been doing.
Okay, I was born in 1953 mm-hmm. in Mount Sterling.
Okay, they were still there when you were
still
born.
Still there
All right.
when I was born. And of course I was young when they made the transition to Nicholasville. I've married my high school sweetheart, Barry mm-hmm. Joe, mm-hmm. and we have three kids, Joe, Jason, and Justin. And we have five. Is it five?
They're her grandkids.
We have.
Tony's over here counting. Yeah,
five.
You have five.
Okay. Four boys and one girl. You have to think about it for a minute. But we have Kyle and Sadie, who are born to Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Joe has Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Oh, is it six?
Six.
Oh, okay.
I forgot Sadie.
You forgot Sadie.
Tell you what, you better write all this down before Christmas time comes along.
And
right?
then we have a set of twins, Logan and Landon.
Yeah.
And then the littlest is Lucas.
Okay. And your Barry was your childhood sweetheart.
Yes.
What? Now I know what Barry does now. What did he do
He actually worked at Procter & Gamble,
okay.
Jif Peanut Butter,
yeah.
for 25 years.
Yeah, a lot of people in our county, especially new people, don't realize that that product is made just 10 miles up the road and has been for a long time.
There's a lot of people that live in Nicholasville that actually worked
right,
up there.
Right,
and so he made that commute for 25 years.
That's a long drive.
That's a long.
Is he still at Red Oak now?
No.
Did he leave there?
After he left Procter & Gamble, he kind of played golf for about 4 years.
Okay.
And then I told him, I said, you need to get out and get you a job.
Yeah, you need to do something.
So he started with the Jessamine County Schools.
Right.
And he said, I believe I can be a custodian part-time, and play golf part-time. So I said, okay, that'll work. So he worked part-time for a couple of years, and then he decided, I believe I need to do this full-time. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So he moved to working full-time, and he worked at Brookside and the Village, and then he was at East High for a short time, and then he wound up at Red Oak.
Right. Still there?
No.
He
retired last May.
Did he really?
Yeah.
So he's back to playing golf full-time.
When the weather permits. He's actually going today.
So he's actually got a couple more years, and then you're going to make him go back to work again, right?
No.
Now, one thing that we'll talk about what you've been doing in your career, but one thing your brother alluded to, needed a piano player. Connie, of course, I have known for many, many years, and she has been. How long have you been the pianist for Edgewood Baptist Church?
48 years.
That's absolutely amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
48 years.
And I'm assuming, other than the time that they have moved away from here, Rachel's been the organist for about that long?
Yes.
I mean, they were gone for a little while.
They were gone for a little while when he was in the Navy.
Did you play at Nicholasville?
I did, but I was like a youth pianist. Yeah. I played for the youth choir. And
were you the one that started pianist when Edgewood
no,
was
No, actually there was an Asbury student that started when the school started, but she was only there till she graduated.
Yeah.
And once she graduated, they moved away. And Rachel at the time was playing the organ. And so they were thinking, who are we going to get to play the piano? And Rachel said, well, Connie, she would be good. So I started,
since.
And we've been there ever since.
That's amazing. All right, tell us about your career, though, because I know you love to do that, but that's not the way that you supported the household.
I went to work for Jessamine County Schools, and I was started out just doing some data entry for them, and then they needed me up in the finance department, so I went there and started working around a little bit, and within a year I was doing payroll. I just retired in 2015, and I'd put in 30 years with the school system.
Wow. And you're playing golf all the time, right?
No playing golf.
Hopefully you're remembering all those grandkids what you're doing. All right, let's that's the family then, and still a lot of them around this area. Let's go back, I guess, and talk about your mom and dad. Your dad spent, you said, 30 years with Delta Gas, is that right? And did he end up being, was he manager out there? What was his title?
He started out as manager when Nicholasville opened their office, and he stayed in that position until he retired in 82. Yep, 30 years.
So his career was entirely down on Oak Street, is that correct?
Actually, the first Delta office was up next to Ann's Beauty Shop.
Oh, Main Street.
Where
Watts right Appliance, Town Square Bank, and their parking lot is there now. Yeah. I didn't know that. I don't know that I knew Delta Gas was there.
Yeah, it was there for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and then they moved to Oak Street.
The Oak Street. Now, the Oak Street location down here now,
Kenny
Watts has his real estate business in there now, but that was Delta Gas for years. Now, when did the new place build?
Well, after he retired.
Was that after he retired?
Yeah, they moved out.
So he was never in that one.
No.
Well, he spent all his life working in that business, and I know that he liked to do things, hobbies, because he was an avid golfer. And was he involved with the formation of Lone Oak?
Yeah, there were two or three that got together, and they said, why don't we have a golf course built right here? So they came up with Lone Oak, and it all got together, and they formed the country club.
Well, I know his name was mentioned. I did a show on Earl Hall, And I know that Dick's name was mentioned in that. And it seems to me like, if I'm not mistaken, there was there was that same group of guys. Weren't they also involved with the Baseball Association?
Oh, yeah. He coached in the Babe Ruth League when I played.
Yeah.
And with Morris Carrier. And he coached for 3 or 4 years after I got too old to play.
Yeah.
But he helped with all that and the fireworks.
Did he help Leo with those?
He helped Leo for years and years until he finally said, that's enough, no more.
Yeah.
And Leo begged him to stay, but he retired from that.
Huh. I guess golf, though, he loved. Was that pretty much still?
He didn't play golf until he was in his 40s.
Yeah.
And when he started playing, he used a set of borrowed golf clubs from his brother-in-law, and they were wooden shaft.
They're like wooden shaft.
Left-handed. He was left-handed.
Wow.
And his brother-in-law had an old set that probably made in the 30s. I don't know. They were old. And they kept breaking. So he ended up buying his own clubs.
One thing that I don't want to not mention, and that is his wife when he died, Bonnie. Tell us a little bit, because you know, she's been involved in your all's life for quite a while. Long time. How long? Did you say 1982?
1972. So they were, when they married.
And when did Dick die? What year?
2007.
So they were together for 35 years, is that right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about Bonnie. I don't want to not mention Bonnie.
Bonnie was a Johnson, mm-hmm. and she come from Madison County. Mm-hmm. And she was known for her seamstress mm-hmm. skills, mm-hmm. and very, very good seamstress. And she done a lot of alterations mm-hmm. and sewing and things like that.
Yeah.
And just a very, very sweet lady.
And still around, still out and about. I yes. didn't get to talk to her, but I caught a glimpse of her the other day, and I can't remember where it was, one of the grocery stores or somewhere. And sorry that I didn't get to say something to her, but getting out and about and doing well, I guess.
Yes, she's still in real good health.
Yeah. And now, her and Richard, did she have children?
Yes.
Okay, and you want to mention them?
She has a son and a daughter.
Uh-huh.
The son is Ralph,
uh-huh.
and he lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Right.
And Barbara is the daughter, and she lives in Michigan. I'm not sure of the town.
Okay. All right. Well, we mentioned Bonnie because she was a big part of your all's life. I mean, she, 35 years was involved. Now, I guess we need to go over and talk about Ruth a little bit. You said that Ruth came from Taylorsville?
Taylorsville.
Right? Mm-hmm. How did she ended up here, because she was already married to your dad.
Right.
So talk to us about what she did throughout her life. Other than the hardest job she had, being a mom and a housewife, that's the hardest job for anybody. But what else did she do?
Well, she was she took care of us, and that was a job.
Yeah.
Because I was bad.
Well, at least you can admit it.
when we moved to Nicholasville, the power line construction men needed to stay in Nicholasville so they could work on the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So we came over from Berea and rented a large house on Stratton Avenue. They had a big upstairs, and all these men lived up there while they worked during the week and then went home on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And our mother cooked for them.
Really?
Every day. She would cook peach cobbler and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But we lived on Stratton Avenue for about 3 months. And when they got finished, and we moved to Brown Street.
Okay.
Lived there a couple years. And then Henry Thompson, he built a house for us on Greenwood Drive. Greenwood Drive.
I tell you, the names that we have had on this show that have been associated with Greenwood Drive, it would almost, if somebody were just listening through, they would almost think that nobody in Nicholasville lived anywhere other than Greenwood Drive. Because we have done programs, you know, you mentioned Henry, of course, he built a lot of those houses, but you had Cleveland that lived over there. Earl Hall, who I just mentioned, my grandparents lived over there. You mentioned Morris Collier, he lived over there.
I can name them all.
Keep going.
Luke Collins lived on the other side of us.
And later, Leo Wild in that
Elmer
house.
Stevenson and his family. Yeah. And then we had a lot to play basketball, baseball in. And Henry Sandage on the lot.
Yeah.
Then you had Brother Craig.
Right.
He was our pastor.
The parsonage of Nixville Baptist. Later, Earl Holman and Tom Miller lived in that house.
Yeah. And next to him was Charlie and Carol Brown.
Yeah.
Then the Castle family. Then Jimmy Wells and his mom and dad lived next door. Then you had Tracy.
Yeah, yeah, Delbert.
Remember Tracy?
Delbert Tracy.
And then
is that right?
Miss Gentry, which nobody liked, lived on the end of the street. On the other side, you had Morris Collier.
Right.
You had Leo Wild.
Yeah, yeah. My
grandparents. The Roars, Cecil and Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the Hall family.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the Thompsons.
Mm-hmm.
And across
of course,
the street,
you have to go around on Melrose.
You had Donnie Reed.
That's right.
You had the Adams family.
Yeah.
Hugh Adams and all those.
Uh-huh.
And I can't forget Roger Duvall. Yeah, Ricky Durham lived in one of the houses next to Thompson's. A lot of people lived in there.
I think it was the Halls. We were doing that. And I believe it was Kathy that made the comment. It may have been Sonny. I don't remember who it was. But one of them said, you know, you just walk out the door and you could always find something to do because there were so many kids and people around and they were just one big community right there on that street.
It was a loving neighborhood and you could go out and play with anybody on the street or your parents knew where you were.
Exactly.
And if it was time to come home to eat, they just stood out on the carport or the driveway and said, you know, whatever the kids' names, come on in.
Yeah.
And if some of the others were in earshot, they knew where we were and then pass the word on and say, tell them to get home, you know.
You know, unlike today, Connie, the good part about all that is that you had a lot of people watching out for you. The bad part is that you had a lot of people watching out for you because you really couldn't get away with a lot. You had more than just two parents with their eyes on you. You had a lot of parents, which is not a bad thing, and we probably need more of that today. But, that neighborhood was so close-knit. Did my mom ever babysit you then? I know she babysit some of the Hall girls.
I don't think so. I stayed with Marietta Wells a little bit during the summer.
Jimmy Wells' mama.
Uh-huh, Jimmy Wells' mother.
Because that would have been right across the street about, wouldn't
it? She was up the street
some,
but
okay.
I was too young to stay at home by myself.
Yeah.
So
Marcella Underwood came over and watched us because I was always getting in trouble. So
that's but, twice he said
well,
that.
Well, you
Connie.
Know, the boys, they were always instigating things,
well,
and Mom didn't want me to be taken advantage of.
Mama went to work for Ohio Casualty Insurance when you started school, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. And then she was too little, so she had to be watched.
Okay.
That's why we had a daytime babysitter during the summer.
That's fine.
But actually, Mom started work at Risk and Wild Insurance. That
oh, really? Brian and Leo? Yeah.
It was right over here.
Right over
now,
here.
Now, was
the
that
telephone office is.
Was next door to where First National
was
Bank
old
was?
House.
Yes.
The old radio
house.
Station.
Yes.
First was First National. In fact, people, it's funny when I start reminiscing, the old radio station, a lot of people around still remember that. But when it was First National Bank, their vault was actually one of our production rooms because it was soundproof. We could go in there and record stuff, not have to worry about it. But yeah, that little house next door, were they with the bank when they had that?
The old house.
No, I'm talking about the insurance company.
I don't know. Had
Risk and Wild.
Had they started working
both
with the
both of them worked for First National at the time.
At
and
that time.
The insurance, they didn't spend much time there.
Okay. All right.
Mama was the one that
she
stayed in. Stayed in the office.
What about that? I don't know that I knew that existed.
Yeah, the old house.
Yeah.
Now there's the telephone companies there.
Yeah, well, prior to that, wasn't it? It was the telephone company.
Well, it was back on the back street there.
Okay.
York Street.
Yeah,
It was a little building back there.
Okay.
But the health department was in there.
It was over top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joanne
Moss.
Faith Oree.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people listening that are going down Main Street thinking, what are they talking about? Right now, it is a brick-faced building across from the courthouse. There's a big mural on it. That's where this location is that we're talking about. Your mom, did she work there for quite a while? Was that her final job, or did she have some other things?
She worked at Risk and Wild just a short time. I'm not sure.
Two or three years.
Yeah. And then she took the job with Ojai Casualty, which was located in Lexington.
Yeah.
And she was an insurance raider. And she worked.
She retired the day she turned 70.
70.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's flip back over here to your dad. I want to ask y'all a question. I don't know if you've ever listened to any of these shows or not, but if you have, you've heard me ask this before. In a word, Tony, how would you describe your dad?
Well, growing up, he was strict to me and my brother. Of course, Connie got away with everything. But
well, she's the girl.
He was strict enough that we were scared if we got in trouble.
Yeah. And what about, how would you then describe him, Connie?
He was talented. He played the guitar and everything.
I was going to say musical or talented because he played the guitar. He played the mandolin.
So that's where you got your...
He played the piano a little bit.
He
played by ear.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, he would sit down at the piano and just play around on a few chords and stuff. And then he would start playing the guitar a little bit. And later in life, he picked up the mandolin and started playing.
Did his love of that, though, push you to do the piano, or was that just something you wanted to do?
It was just something I wanted to do. Growing up on the, like we were talking, Greenwood and Melrose and getting to know the Adams.
Right, Mary
Helen.
Oh, yeah.
She taught piano lessons in her home.
Right.
And, of course, Cheryl was a good friend of mine, and we played in and out of the houses and stuff. And I saw her giving piano lessons and stuff, and I got interested at that point.
Okay.
And so I was about 7, and I started taking piano lessons with her.
Okay. All right. Well, the next question, then, I'll start with you. Give me a word or two to describe your mom.
Sincere.
Yeah. Tony, you?
She treated everybody the same way. She was helpful any way she could. We were growing up, she was the leader of the YWAs at church.
The church, yeah.
So all the high school girls used to come to our house. And of course, we would throw stuff at them and give them trouble while they were having meetings. But she helped all those girls as they were growing up. Mm-hmm. And if they needed somebody to talk to, she was the first one they came to.
Yeah.
And she helped them. Till they got married, all of them. So she was instrumental in a lot of those girls going through some hard years.
You know, something we talked about on this program before is in fact, our last program that we had was on O.P. and Gene Nicholson. And one of the things that Nancy and I talked about, and it applies here too for both your parents, is that even today there are probably people whose life is influenced by your mom or dad. Your dad, you know, in a coaching world and things like that, your mom with these girls. It's amazing how it just continues to ripple on down generation by generation. And, you know, it came to mind when you mentioned this with your mom, is how many of these young girls that she helped are helping other people the way she helped them. And she doesn't even know that and would never have known that. So that's pretty cool to know that she had a positive influence on them.
Yeah, Mom was recognized for teaching over 60 years in Sunday school throughout Nicholasville Baptist Church in Edgewood.
That's amazing.
And she was honored with a plaque after she retired from teaching Sunday school there at Edgewood.
I had the pleasure of knowing both your parents, and I think you described them very well, although he wasn't ever strict to me, Tony. But he was always very jovial with me. I always enjoyed talking to him, very, very cordial and nice. And your mom, you couldn't have said a better word than sincere, just the sweetest lady and always very kind. And
she also worked at Food Town.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
She in the deli.
Yeah, she started in about 72, I guess it was. And she worked in the deli, and she sliced bologna and cheese. And people would come through, and if they weren't sure what they wanted, she would say, well, you know, this was made fresh today.
Right.
And would you like a little taste of this bologna?
I had forgot about that. Yeah, I do remember it. Now that you mention it, I do remember it. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Time is up, as I told you it would go quick. And you never have enough time to talk about your mom and dad, but you all have done well in helping us to remember them and a little more about them. We are interested in trying to get recorded as much history as we can about our community. And both of them well-known in their areas that they were involved in, and I appreciate knowing them both. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My thanks to Tony and Connie for coming in this morning and sharing about their parents, Richard Morton and Ruth Morton. We appreciate you coming in, too. We'll do it again next Saturday morning on All Things Jessamyn. Don't forget my early morning show weekdays from 6 until 8. Get you up and going here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamyn County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamyn County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.